We are experiencing an epidemic in our society. What is it? Joylessness. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you so much for taking this journey with us as we discover how to live a life of true joy.
Welcome to Day 27 of Joy. Our title today is Just Ask. Billy Sunday said, if you have no joy, there's a leak in your Christianity somewhere. Our text comes to us from John 16, verses 23 and 24. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now, you've asked nothing in my name. So ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Today's scripture picks up where we left off yesterday. Just hours before his death on the cross, Jesus teaches his followers about the importance of prayer. Specifically, he tells them if they ask in Jesus' name, their joy will be full. We currently live in a society full of false teachers who preach a name it and claim it philosophy about prayer. Some people believe that God has to give you whatever you ask for in Jesus' name. However, that is not what scripture teaches. First of all, what does it mean to pray in Jesus' name? In biblical times, doing something in someone's name carries a distinct legal meaning. If you do something in Jesus' name, it means you do it with the authority that God gave you and not by your own authority. So if you pray for something in Jesus' name, it must line up with what God has authorized for your life. John adds to this concept of praying in Jesus' name in his first letter in 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15 that says, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him. God uses our prayers offered in his will to give us assurance of his presence, as well as blessings and joy. According to Jesus' words in John 16, verse 24, joy is connected to prayer in at least two ways. First, we know that God wants his children to experience the fullness of joy. So we know that God wants to give us what we ask for when we ask for joy. So if we want God's joy, all we have to do is ask in Jesus' name. We can ask with confidence because we know God has authorized it and that it's his will for our life. Secondly, joy comes when we find all that God has authorized for our lives. God has authority to accomplish his will and purpose in our lives. When we pray according to his will and in Jesus' name, we find God's best for our lives. When that happens, it leads to the fullness of joy. Therefore, a powerful prayer life surrendered to God's will can bring full of joy into our lives. Charles Swindoll recalls this incredible story about a pastor asking for and receiving joy. I came across the story of an 82-year-old man who had served as a pastor for over 50 of those years. In his later years, he struggled with skin cancer. It was so bad that he had already had 15 skin operations. Tim writes, besides suffering from the pain, he was so embarrassed about how the cancer had scarred his appearance that he wouldn't go out. Then one day he was given Tim Hansel's book, You Gotta Keep Dancing, in which Hansel tells of his long struggle with chronic, intense pain that resulted from a near fatal climbing accident. In that book, Hansel told of the day when he realized that the pain would be with him forever. At that moment, he made a pivotal decision. Hansel knew it was up to him to choose how he responded to it. So, he chose joy. After reading a while, the elderly pastor said he put the book down, thinking, he's crazy. I can't choose joy. So, he gave up on the idea. Then later, he read in John 15, verse 11, that joy is a gift. Jesus says, I want to give you my joy so that your joy may be complete. A gift, he thought. He didn't know what to do. So he got down on his knees, and then when he didn't know what to say, he said, well then, Lord, give it to me. And suddenly, as he described it, this incredible hunk of joy came from heaven and landed on him. I was overwhelmed, he wrote. It was like the joy in 1 Peter 1:8, a joy unspeakable and full of glory. I didn't know what to say, so I said, "Turn it on, Lord, turn it on." And before he knew it, he was dancing around the house. He felt so joyful that he actually felt born again. And in this astonishing change, it all happened at the age of 82. So today, let's look at these questions. How is your prayer life producing joy? Does your prayer life line up with God's will for your life? If so, how? If not, what needs to change? If you are lacking joy in your life, just ask for it in the Father's name. How can you pray that prayer with complete confidence that God will answer? Let's pray. Dear Father, what would you say about our prayer life today? Convict our hearts if our prayer life is not producing joy. Father, we repent. We want our prayer life to line up with your will. So show us what needs to change. Lord, if anyone is lacking joy, may they ask you for it today, because you tell us you will give it. We just only need to ask. We love you, Father. Amen.